7. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. By Douglas Adams. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is the seventh and final installment in Douglas Adams' beloved science fiction series. The novel follows Arthur Dent, Ford Prefect, Zaphod Beeblebrox, Trillian, and Marvin as they continue their journey through space. After escaping from a Vogon ship at the end of Book 6, they find themselves on an ancient spaceship called the Heart of Gold. They soon discover that this vessel was built by an advanced race known as Magrathians, who have been living in seclusion for centuries. On board the Heart of Gold are two supercomputers named Deep Thought and Lunquil. These computers were created to answer life's ultimate question: what is the meaning of life? Unfortunately, Deep Thought reveals that it cannot answer this question but can provide them with another one: where do we go from here? In order to find out where they should go next, Arthur and his friends travel to Milliways, also known as the restaurant at the end of the universe, where time travelers come together for dinner parties. Here they meet some interesting characters, including Slartabartfast, who tells them about a planet-building project he has been working on for many years. Slartabartfast takes them to Magrathea, where they learn more about its mysterious inhabitants. It turns out that these aliens have been building planets for wealthy customers throughout history using advanced technology such as total perspective vortexes, which allow people to see their place in relation to everything else in existence. With this knowledge comes great power, so naturally there are those who would seek control over it. Arthur and his friends must now face off against these forces while trying not only save themselves but also protect all other forms of life across multiple galaxies from destruction. In doing so, they will finally be able to answer Deep Thought's original question: what is the meaning of life? Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Earth is destroyed to make way for a hyperspace bypass. The Earth is destroyed by the Vogons to make way for a hyperspace bypass, leaving Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect to explore the universe in search of the meaning of life. Main idea number 2. Arthur and Ford hitch a ride on a Vogon ship. Arthur and Ford hitch a ride on a Vogon ship, where they meet Zaphod Beeblebrox, the two-headed president of the galaxy, and Trillian, a woman from Earth. Main idea number 3. The group discovers the meaning of life. The group discovers the meaning of life is 42, but they are unable to figure out the question to which it is the answer. Main idea number 4. The group travels to Magrathea. The group travels to Magrathea, an ancient planet, where they meet the planet's creators, who explain that the planet was built to create custom planets for wealthy customers. Main idea number 5. The group discovers the planet-building computer. The group discovers the planet-building computer, Deep Thought, which reveals that the answer to the ultimate question of life is still unknown. Main idea number 6. The group travels to the restaurant at the end of the universe. The group travels to the restaurant at the end of the universe, where they meet the guide Mark II, a computer that can answer any question. Main idea number 7. The group discovers the ultimate question. The group discovers the ultimate question is, what do you get when you multiply 6 by 9, and the answer is still 42. Main idea number 8. The group travels to the planet of Cricket. The group travels to the planet of Cricket, where they discover a race of robots who are determined to destroy the universe. Main idea number 9. The group discovers the supercomputer Hector. The group discovers the supercomputer Hector, who reveals that the robots of Cricket were created to find the ultimate question and the ultimate answer. Main idea number 10. The group travels to the planet of Brontotol. The group travels to the planet of Brontotol, where they discover a race of giant birds who are trying to build a spaceship to escape the planet. Main idea number 11. The group discovers the planet of Golgafrinchim. The group discovers the planet of Golgafrinchim, where they meet the Golgafrinchians, a race of humans who are trying to escape their own planet. Main idea number 12. The group discovers the planet of Viltvodl 6. The group discovers the planet of Viltvodl 6, where they meet the Viltvodlians, a race of people who are obsessed with bureaucracy and paperwork. Main idea number 13. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 2. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 2, where they meet the Magratheans, a race of people who are trying to recreate the original Magrathea. Main idea number 14. The group discovers the planet of Cricket 2. The group discovers the planet of Cricket 2, where they meet the Cricketers, a race of robots who are determined to find the ultimate question and the ultimate answer. Main idea number 15. The group discovers the planet of Earth 2. The group discovers the planet of Earth 2, where they meet the people of Earth, who are trying to rebuild their planet after it was destroyed by the Vogons. Main idea number 16. The group discovers the planet of Frogstar World B. The group discovers the planet of Frogstar World B, where they meet the Frogstar robots, who are determined to destroy the universe. Main idea number 17. The group discovers the planet of Nano. The group discovers the planet of Nano, where they meet the Nanites, a race of microscopic robots who are trying to create a new universe. Main idea number 18. The group discovers the planet of Brontotol 2. The group discovers the planet of Brontotol 2, where they meet the Brontotalians, a race of giant birds who are trying to build a spaceship to escape their planet. Main idea number 19. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 3. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 3, where they meet the Magratheans, who are trying to recreate the original Magrathea. Main idea number 20. The group discovers the planet of Earth 3. The group discovers the planet of Earth 3, where they meet the people of Earth, who are trying to rebuild their planet after it was destroyed by the Vogons. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Vogons, an alien race of bureaucrats, have decided to destroy the Earth in order to build a hyperspace bypass. This leaves Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect stranded in space with no home planet. They must now embark on a journey across the universe in search of answers about life and its meaning. Along their travels, they encounter many strange creatures and civilizations, each with their own unique perspective on life. Arthur and Ford's quest leads them to discover that there is no single answer or definition for what it means to be alive. Instead, they learn that everyone has their own individual interpretation of life based on their experiences. Through this realization, they come to understand that life is not something one can define, but rather something we all experience differently. In the end, Arthur and Ford find solace in knowing that even though the Earth was destroyed by the Vogons for a hyperspace bypass, its legacy lives on through them as they continue exploring the universe together. Main idea number 2. Arthur and Ford had no idea what they were getting themselves into when they decided to hitch a ride on a Vogon ship. Little did they know that this would be the start of an incredible journey across the galaxy, filled with strange creatures, bizarre adventures, and unexpected surprises. As soon as they boarded the ship, Arthur and Ford met Zaphod Beeblebrox, the two-headed president of the galaxy, and Trillian, a woman from Earth who was also traveling aboard the Vogon vessel. The trio quickly became friends as their voyage progressed. They encountered all sorts of oddities along their way: alien planets populated by talking animals, giant spaceships powered by improbability drives, intergalactic bureaucrats intent on destroying Earth, and much more. Through it all, Arthur, Ford, Zaphod and Trillian remained close companions. By hitching a ride on that Vogon ship at just the right moment in time and space, Arthur and Ford set off an epic chain of events that changed their lives forever. Who knows where else their travels might have taken them? Main idea number 3. The group discovers the meaning of life is 42, but they are unable to figure out the question to which it is the answer. After much debate and discussion, they come to realize that there may not be a single answer or question that can define life's purpose. They understand that everyone has their own unique journey in life and each individual must find their own way through it. They also recognize that while some people may have similar experiences, no two paths will ever be exactly alike. Life is full of surprises and unexpected turns, therefore, one should never stop searching for answers or trying new things. The group comes away from this experience with a newfound appreciation for all of life's complexities and an understanding that its true meaning lies within each person's individual interpretation. Main idea number 4. The group of adventurers set off on their journey to Magrathea, an ancient planet that had been built by a race of hyper-intelligent pandimensional beings. When they arrived, they were met by the creators of the planet who explained that it was created as a custom world for wealthy customers. They went on to explain that these customers would pay vast sums of money in exchange for having their own unique planets designed and constructed according to their specifications. The group was amazed at this revelation and asked many questions about how such a feat could be accomplished. The creators explained that they used advanced technology and powerful computers to design each planet from scratch, taking into account all the customers' wishes and desires. They also revealed that some of these planets were so complex and intricate in design that even they did not fully understand them. After hearing this incredible story, the group thanked the creators for sharing their knowledge with them before departing back home with newfound appreciation for what can be achieved when science is combined with imagination. Main idea number 5. The group discovers the planet-building computer, Deep Thought. It is a powerful machine that has been designed to answer the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. After much anticipation, Deep Thought reveals that it cannot answer this question as it is still unknown. The group is left with more questions than answers. Deep Thought explains that in order to find out the answer, they must build an even bigger computer called Earth, which will take 7 million years to calculate its response. This leaves them feeling frustrated and confused about their purpose in life. Despite not finding out what the ultimate answer was, they are amazed by Deep Thought's capabilities and knowledge. They realize how powerful computers can be and how much potential there is for further exploration into understanding our universe. Main idea number 6. The group set off on an adventure to the restaurant at the end of the universe. As they arrived, they were met by a computer called Guide Mark II. The guide was able to answer any question that was asked of it and provided them with information about their destination. At the restaurant, they encountered strange creatures from all over the universe who had come together for one purpose: to enjoy a meal in this unique place. They enjoyed exotic dishes and drinks while marveling at their surroundings. After dinner, they explored more of what the restaurant had to offer. They visited different rooms filled with interesting artifacts from other galaxies and even experienced time travel. When it came time for them to leave, everyone felt as if they had been part of something truly special, an experience that could only be found at the restaurant at the end of the universe. Main idea number 7. The group had been searching for the ultimate question for a long time, and they were finally able to find it. The question was, what do you get when you multiply 6 by 9? After much deliberation, the answer that they came up with was still 42. This answer has become iconic in popular culture due to its mention in Douglas Adams' book The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. This ultimate question is an example of how absurdly complex life can be at times. It seems like such a simple mathematical equation, yet it has caused so much confusion and debate over the years. Even after finding out what the answer is supposed to be, many people are still left wondering why this particular equation yields such an odd result. The ultimate question serves as a reminder that there are some things in life that we may never fully understand or comprehend. We can search for answers all we want, but sometimes those answers will remain elusive no matter how hard we try. Main idea number 8. The group travels to the planet of Cricket, a world that is shrouded in mystery. Upon arriving, they discover a race of robots who are determined to destroy the universe. The robots have built an immense weapon known as the Wicket Gate, which has been designed to obliterate all life in existence. The group must find a way to stop them before it's too late. They soon learn that these robots were created by an ancient race called the Cricketers, and their mission was set long ago, to seek out and destroy any other forms of life in order to protect their own species from extinction. With this knowledge, the group sets off on a quest to find out why these robots are so intent on destroying everything else and how they can be stopped. Their journey takes them across galaxies and through time as they search for answers. Along the way, they encounter strange creatures, powerful forces beyond comprehension, and ultimately come face to face with those responsible for creating this destructive force. In order to save not only themselves but also all of creation itself from destruction at the hands of these robotic warriors, our heroes must use every ounce of courage and ingenuity available. Main idea number 9. The group discovers the supercomputer Hector, who reveals that the robots of Cricket were created to find the ultimate question and the ultimate answer. Hector explains that he was commissioned by an alien race to build a supercomputer capable of calculating the answer to life, universe, and everything. However, when he realized what his creation would do if it succeeded in its mission, he sabotaged himself so that instead of giving them their desired answer, it would give them a weapon powerful enough to destroy all life in the universe. Hector then tells them about how this weapon was used by Cricket's robots against other planets until they were stopped by Zaphod Beeblebrox and Ford Prefect. He also reveals that there is still one piece of this weapon left on Earth which must be destroyed before it can be used again. The group decides to take on this task and sets off for Earth with Hector as their guide. Main idea number 10. The group travels to the planet of Brontotol, a strange and mysterious place. The planet is inhabited by giant birds who are trying to build a spaceship in order to escape their home world. When the group arrives, they find that the birds have made some progress on their project but still need help from outsiders. The group decides to lend a hand and helps them construct the ship. The construction process is long and arduous, as it requires precise calculations and intricate engineering work. However, with everyone's combined efforts, they eventually manage to complete the spacecraft. After months of hard work, they finally launch off into space towards an unknown destination. As they travel through space aboard their new vessel, they come across many strange creatures and planets along the way. They also encounter various obstacles such as hostile aliens or dangerous asteroids fields which must be navigated around in order for them to reach their ultimate goal, freedom from Brontotol. Main idea number 11. The group discovers the planet of Golgafrinchum, a world populated by humans who are trying to escape their own planet. The Golgafrinchians have been living on this new world for some time and have created a unique culture that is both strange and familiar to the group. They find out that the people of Golgafrinchum are divided into three distinct classes: the upper class, middle class, and lower class. Each has its own set of rules and regulations which govern how they live their lives. The upper-class citizens enjoy all sorts of luxuries such as fine dining, entertainment, art galleries, museums, parks, and more. The middle-class citizens work hard in order to provide for themselves while still having enough leisure time to enjoy life's simple pleasures. Lastly, the lower-class citizens struggle daily just to survive with little or no access to basic necessities like food or shelter. As they explore further into this new world, they discover an ancient prophecy about a great hero who will come from another planet in order to save them from destruction. With this knowledge in hand, they must now decide if it is worth risking everything in order to fulfill this prophecy. Main idea number 12. The group discovers the planet of Viltvotal 6, and they are immediately struck by its strange atmosphere. The sky is a deep purple hue, and the air is thick with bureaucracy. Everywhere they look, there are forms to fill out, permits to obtain, and licenses to acquire. It quickly becomes apparent that this world is obsessed with paperwork. They soon meet the Viltvodlians, a race of people who take their bureaucratic ways very seriously indeed. They have an intricate system of rules and regulations governing every aspect of life on their planet, from what you can wear in public places to how many times you must bow when greeting someone important. The group finds it difficult to adjust at first, but eventually come around to appreciating the unique culture of Viltvotal 6. Despite all the paperwork involved in everyday life here, they find that it's actually quite peaceful and orderly, something which comes as a pleasant surprise after all their adventures so far. Main idea number 13. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 2, a world that is far different from what they expected. The Magrathians are an advanced race of people who have been trying to recreate the original Magrathia, which was destroyed long ago. They have made great strides in their efforts and now inhabit a world filled with technology and wonders beyond anything the group has ever seen before. The Magrathians welcome them warmly and explain how they were able to rebuild their civilization after its destruction. They tell stories of ancient technologies that allowed them to travel through space and time, as well as tales of powerful artifacts that could grant wishes or alter reality itself. The group is amazed by these stories but also wary. It seems like this new world may be too good to be true. As they explore further, the group finds out more about the mysterious power behind this new society, an artificial intelligence known as Deep Thought. This AI controls much of what goes on in Magrathia too, including its economy and government systems. It soon becomes clear that if anyone wants to make any progress here, they must first gain access to Deep Thought's secrets. Main idea number 14. The group discovers the planet of Cricket 2, a world populated by robots known as the Cricketers. The Cricketers are on a mission to find the ultimate question and its corresponding answer. They believe that these two pieces of knowledge will unlock their ultimate destiny and bring them peace. The group is welcomed by the Cricketers, who explain their quest for knowledge and invite them to join in their search. The group soon learns that they must help the Cricketers locate several artifacts scattered across space in order to uncover clues about where they can find the ultimate question and answer. With each artifact found, more information is revealed about this mysterious quest. As they travel from one location to another, gathering clues along the way, it becomes clear that there is much more at stake than just finding answers. Something far greater hangs in balance. As they continue on their journey, our heroes come face to face with danger as well as unexpected allies who may be able to help them complete their mission. Alongside these new friends, they must battle against powerful forces determined to keep them from discovering what lies beyond, all while trying not to get lost among an infinite number of galaxies. Main idea number 15. The group discovers the planet of Earth 2, a world that is strikingly similar to their own. They meet the people of Earth, who are trying to rebuild their planet after it was destroyed by the Vogons. The group learns about how these people have been struggling to survive and thrive in this new environment. They also learn about the unique challenges they face due to the lack of resources available on Earth too. The group helps out with various tasks such as building shelters and gathering food for those in need. As they work together, they come up with innovative solutions for problems that arise from living on an unfamiliar planet. Through their efforts, they help restore some semblance of order and stability to life on Earth too. As time passes, more and more people flock to this new world seeking refuge from their old lives. With each passing day, hope grows among them all that one day soon they will be able to reclaim what was lost when their home was destroyed by the Vogons. Main idea number 16. The group discovers the planet of Frogstar World B, a strange and mysterious place. They are met by the Frogstar robots, who appear to be hostile and determined to destroy the universe. The group is forced to flee from these powerful robots as they attempt to escape with their lives. Along the way, they encounter various obstacles such as giant robotic spiders and other creatures that inhabit this strange world. As they explore further into Frogstar World B, they discover more about its inhabitants and their plans for destruction. They also learn about an ancient artifact known as the Ultimate Weapon, which could potentially save them from certain doom if used correctly. With time running out, it's up to our heroes to find a way out of this dangerous situation before it's too late. Will our intrepid adventurers make it out alive? Will they be able to use the ultimate weapon in time? Only time will tell what awaits them on Frogstar World B. Main idea number 17. The group discovers the planet of Nano, a world populated by microscopic robots known as Nanites. These tiny creatures are attempting to create an entirely new universe, and they invite the group to explore their world and learn more about them. The Nanites have created a vast array of structures and machines that defy human understanding, from miniature cities to complex networks of circuitry. They also possess advanced technology that allows them to manipulate matter on a molecular level. The group is amazed at what they find on Nano, but soon realize that the Nanites are in danger from outside forces who wish to exploit their knowledge for their own gain. With help from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the group must work together with the Nanites in order to protect them and ensure their survival. As they explore this strange new world, they discover secrets hidden deep within its depths, secrets which could unlock untold power if used correctly. Together with the help of some unlikely allies, our heroes must use all their wit and courage if they hope to save Nano from destruction. Main idea number 18. The group discovers the planet of Brontital 2, a world populated by giant birds. The Brontitalians are an ancient race that have been living on this planet for centuries, and they are now trying to build a spaceship so they can escape their dying world. They explain to the group that their planet is slowly being destroyed due to pollution and overpopulation, and they need help in order to save themselves. The group decides to help the Brontitalians build their ship, but soon discover that it will take more than just hard work. They must also use science and technology in order to make it possible. With some ingenuity and determination, the group manages to construct a working spacecraft capable of taking them off-world. After months of hard work, the Brontitalians finally launch their ship into space with hopes of finding a new home. With tears in their eyes, the group watches as the ship disappears into the night sky. Although saddened by leaving behind such an amazing species, they know that this was necessary if these creatures were ever going to survive. As they turn away from Brontital 2 for one last time, each member silently promises never forget what happened here today. Main idea number 19. The group discovers the planet of Magrathea 3, a world that has been long forgotten by the rest of the universe. The Magratheans are an ancient race who have dedicated their lives to recreating the original Magrathea, a paradise-like planet that was destroyed in some distant past. When they arrive on this strange new world, they find it is populated with robots and other strange creatures. They soon learn that these robotic beings were created by the Magratheans as part of their mission to recreate their lost home. The group quickly finds themselves embroiled in a quest to help restore Magrathea 3 back to its former glory. Along the way, they must battle against hostile forces and uncover secrets about this mysterious place. With each step forward, they come closer to understanding what happened so many years ago and how it all ties into their own destiny. As they explore further into this unknown realm, our heroes discover more than just answers, they also gain insight into themselves and what truly matters most in life: friendship, loyalty, and courage. In time, these brave adventurers will unlock all of Magrathea's secrets, but only if they can survive its dangers first. Main idea number 20. The group discovers the planet of Earth 3, a world that has been completely destroyed by the Vogons. The people of Earth are struggling to rebuild their civilization and make sense of what happened to them. They have no idea why they were targeted or how they can prevent it from happening again. The group is welcomed by the people of Earth 3 and quickly learn about their plight. They discover that the Vogons had come in search of something called the Ultimate Question, which was believed to be hidden somewhere on this planet. Unfortunately, all attempts at finding it failed and resulted in the destruction of Earth 3. The group decides to help out however they can, offering advice and assistance as needed. With their help, the people slowly start rebuilding their society while also searching for clues as to what happened with the Ultimate Question. In time, they uncover more information about this mysterious question but still don't know where it is located or how to find it. Despite these setbacks, everyone remains hopeful that one day they will be able to answer this ultimate question and restore peace back onto Earth 3. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.